Didn't you? Whenever you hear this song, means it's time to talk to our guy, Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan, Little Nate X. What up, Nate Dog? How are you, buddy?
JP, can you hear me?
I hear you, man. You sound good.
Wow. You sound amazing. How are you?
I'm good, dude. You know where I was yesterday? All day?
I do not know.
College Park, University of Maryland, dude. It was fun being over there.
My alma mater. Our alma mater.
Our alma mater. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I haven't talked to you. I guess we probably texted Sunday, but it was such a zoo. The Hail Mary heard around the world, man.
Look, this team is special. I don't know what else to say. Like, it was one of the more ugly games we've seen in a while. The offense stalling out in the red zone every single time. Field goals are good, but boy, are touchdowns better. And this team found a way, and we haven't seen a Washington football team find a way. And I put that phrase in quotes, you know, just good teams. And we've talked about this forever, JP. Good teams find ways to win games. Even if you look bad the entire game, good teams pull out victories in the end, and bad teams lose those games. We've been on the losing side of those games for as long as I can remember. Winning that game, I think it just shows everybody what we've already thought, and now we know that this team is different. Jaden's different. This coaching staff is different. The team plays for each other to the whistle, and it's just special. It's just really, really special to see.
It is, man. It's been that game the other night. You don't want to get too caught up in it because this team has certainly going way back, won Super Bowls and been in games that really matter, right?
Sure.
But, I mean, we can no longer call it the Snyder era because, thank God, he's gone. So I kind of think you call it, like, the FedEx Field era, although now it has a new name, so it's kind of hard to call it that. But whatever you want to call this more modern era, the new millennium, the 2000s of the Redskins football team Commanders, as far as a singular moment, not a game, because they did win a playoff game in Tampa, Gibbs 2.0.
Yeah.
That week 17, 2012 was pretty special, beating the Cowboys at home. Alfred Morris had about 1,000 yards. The you liked that game, the electrifying game. Like, there were other games, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's been a singular moment as exciting as that. A walk-off winner in the whatever we want
honestly,
to call it, the modern era.
You go back to RG3 and you think about some of those moments. You think about Santana Moss against the Cowboys.
Yep.
And you think about
Santana game, as spectacular as that was, Romo had a drive at the end of the game to win it. Like, a walk-off win is just so different.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you whatsoever, especially because of just how much we've been through as fans over the last few years, you know, with the selling of the team, all the drama that came with the selling, not just the selling of the team, all, you know, the Washington Post articles and just the will he, won't he, and the yacht and just everything with Snyder. Just it beat us down for so long. Then the stadium is leaking sewage on it was just everything was bad all the time. And then we get new ownership and we get new front office and we get Jaden, and we're sitting here as fans like, hey, we don't even know if this is going to work. You know, it was just like there was no telling that all this new stuff was actually going to work because we hadn't seen anything different in so long, and it's working. And this was we've had some sighs of relief, and we know that Adam Peters is different and we know Josh Harris is different. But last season stunk. We were awful. So just this win, I would say it is a defining moment of, you want to call it the new era, but not just the new era, of this entire franchise. It is a big-time defining moment, and I know it's just a regular season game against the Bears, you know, but there is also that wrinkle to it against Caleb Williams where it'll, you know, that'll never stop being a discussion. So, I think it is a monumental point, even if it's just a week 8 regular season game that we can all talk about for years to come, is that was the moment that we knew things were different.
Yeah. I mean, for them to be able to hit that and to respond, like you said, like it's funny. I had this tweet that made me look really smart And I was like, they got 25 seconds left and a timeout. Going to need a magic trick from Jaden Daniels. And sure enough, they got it. It's all of the things, Nate. You should have. Are you coming to a game? Are you coming home for Thanksgiving or anything? They play the Cowboys that Sunday.
I don't know yet. Like, I would love to come to a game with you, JP. Is that an open invite to sit with you?
Nah, I mean, I'm working, dude. I'm in the press box. But I am sure somebody somewhere could get Nate Dogg a ticket.
I have not been to a game in quite some time because I did not support Dan Snyder, and I was not going to support that stadium and the Dan Snyder regime. Well, so I have not been to a game in a very, very long time.
It's different now. And one thing I was going to say is not only the flow of that game, right, where the defense – dude, you realize that their defense is now ranked 10th in the league in points allowed?
This defense should get a Mount Rushmore-esque statue in Landover, Maryland. This defense, I think I poo-pooed this defense because, you know, the pieces on paper truly aren't there. If you want to talk about talent or whatever, like, you look up and down the depth chart and you look for the talent, right? And this defense is doing everything and more. Every single play, every single player is playing so far above our expectations. It's like you cannot say enough good things about the coaching and the players just executing on defense. I am so, so, so impressed by them.
You know, and it's interesting because you can get caught up in the, oh, well, they're just beating bad teams. And, you know, when you're going against the Panthers and then Caleb Williams is, I mean, truly his numbers were god-awful that night.
He was pathetic, yeah.
But still, the defense is performing, and they're doing it over and over, and they were dead last in the NFL in points allowed, yards allowed last year. Right now, they're 10th in points allowed, 14th in yards allowed. And Johnny Newton's starting to look like a person that matters in the NFL.
It makes me feel very relieved that all my ranting and raving about Jack Del Rio was 100% spot on and accurate about just how bad he was at coordinating a defense, just how terrible he was over the last 5 years. And we just bring in someone new and, you know, Chase is gone. Sweat is gone. Forbes is on the bench, off the bench here and there. Jamin Cutt. This is all first-round picks on the defense that we no longer have, more or less. And the defense is phenomenally better. Just like just so, so, so much better. And it just really, really shows what, from the top down, leadership can really do for a team. I could talk to you for 3 more hours about how impressed I am with this defense.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't want to go too crazy on anything. We're talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. You can give him a follow at Barstool Nate on X or Instagram. You don't want to get too caught up in saying dumb stuff. They got a game this weekend against the Giants. The Giants, you got to really wonder what they have, what they're building. I know John Mara wants to have some level of continuity, but, like, are you sure you want it with these dudes you got running that program? That said, I still think this is a worrisome matchup. Washington grinded out the first win thanks to 7 field goals from Austin Seibert. Malik Nabers kind of torched them before he got a little banged up. I think Washington's a much different team now in week 9 than they were in week 2. Looking ahead, they got 5 games before the bye. They got 3 of their next 4 are division games with the Steelers in between, and the Steelers might be something that matters too. All of a sudden with Russ Wilson and that defense. How far are you allowing yourself to look? How much are you willing to consider for this team?
Well, starting on Sunday with the Giants do not score points. They have 117 points all season in 8 games. Washington has more than double that. So, you know, if this defense can play as they've been playing, I would like us to be at the point, and I know this might sound crazy because this is still a rebuilding year or whatever. I would like to be at the point where we don't look at a pathetic Giants team as a trap game or anything like that. I want to look at it as, yes, we are beating the Giants on Sunday. This isn't even a question. Now, this could be another step we have to take as a fan base where we look at games that way, because we're not used to looking at games that way. But I'm going to say right here on the number one rated after show in Washington, D.C.
I like how you couldn't figure out what time it was.
We are going to destroy the Giants on Sunday, and we will feel silly if we ever doubted it. That's what I'm going to say.
So when the when the Panthers were coming to town, I was confident. And B-Mitch was yelling at me about it all week. I was like, yo, they're going to kick the Panthers' ass. The Panthers suck. Yeah. And B didn't want to hear it, and I'm guessing Jeff didn't want to hear it. Landfill was all for it. I'm not saying that this week. You're going on the road, division game. The Ravens just lost to the Browns. Like, the division games are just different. Yeah. And I think it's important to keep that in mind. But I think Washington's better. I think offensively, there's not a lot that New York scares you with. Maybe Neighbors. This Tyrone Tracy kid runs hard as hell, but he's concussed in a Monday night game. I see it hard for him to come back. That offensive line, attention New York Giants, Bobby Johnson was not the problem. And then the thing that scares me in this one is some questions about the Commanders' tackle depth. Coleman was inactive last week because of the concussion. Lucas gets hurt in that thing. I saw him walk out of the building in a walking boot. Tredd Scott having a start would give me great pause against that Giants D-line. I think you're really hoping you get Coleman back this week. I think Dexter Lawrence is a problem. Bobby Okereke is a linebacker I've liked a lot since he came out. I think he came out of BC. Defensively, I think they have some pieces. But, dude, I've been saying it. I'm not going to stop. There's no fading Jaden. He just outdueled Caleb Williams, and maybe it was a bit of a pillow fight. Like, it wasn't an offensive explosion for either team, but he just did that with a rib injury, like a pretty severe rib injury.
Yeah.
If my choice is that kid or the other guy, I'm taking that kid.
And let's say this, and I was thinking about this earlier. Thank God Jaden gets the ball out so quick. You know, he does not hold on to the ball. He does not look like a chicken with his head cut off, running back and forth in the pocket, taking sacks for minus 20 yards. He gets the ball out or he runs, and he doesn't make bad decisions. We cannot talk enough about how much he protects the ball. He does not throw interceptions, and he does not fumble. For as much as he runs, and he doesn't take a ton of sacks. I mean, Daniel Jones is what, he's 5 years in, and he's still leading the league, second to Deshaun Watson in number of sacks taken. Like, I am just so impressed every single game by Jaden's decision making, his poise, and his awareness on the field to protect the ball, not turn it over, not take sacks, and not throw interceptions. So while I think the Giants, as of last week, they were number one in the league in team sacks. And the one thing, you know, that they have is that defensive line and getting to the quarterback, but Jaden doesn't take sacks, you know, like he's the kryptonite to this Giants defense. So I feel great about Jaden, against the Giants. I have no worries. You know, I might go for a walk, during the game, come back, and we'll be up by, 28. That's how good I feel about it.
Wow. Confident man.
Yes, sir.
What is the vibe up there? The Yankees are down 0-3. Giants are 2-6. The Jets are 2-6.
It's bad, man. It's bad. Aaron Judge, depending on who you ask, might be public enemy number one right now. That man is having the worst playoffs possible and not showing up in the World Series, not taking the bat off his shoulders, just striking out. The Giants are god-awful. The Jets. Went all in on a 48-year-old quarterback with zero Achilles tendons. They are just the worst franchise in professional sports. It's dire. And then the Rangers are still the Rangers. You know, they have one cup since they cured polio. So it's not great to be a New York sports fan, but thank God you and I were on the other side of that. We have the best football team. We have a Capitals team that is just awesome. And the Wizards and Nats are coming up. You know, they're both young, talented teams. So, yeah, it's great to be us. It's terrible to be a New York sports fan.
Somebody on the stream, Nate, and I want to let you defend yourself here because I know how you operate. You're willing to take anybody head on. Nate,
yes, sir.
Dog. Tay W said you sound shorter than you did last week.
Sounds shorter.
I'm just saying, that's what T.W. just wrote. And T.W. is our guy. He brought me a bottle of vodka to a barbecue appearance. He just wrote, Nate sounds shorter.
No, I don't even know how to respond to that. I guess I'll just hold my L. I don't think I shrunk at all. I'm not old man yet losing height, but I'll work on my height, I guess. You know, I'll dangle some weights on the monkey bars. I don't know what else I can do.
Offensively, besides Terry McLaurin and obviously Jaden, who's impressed you most?
B-Rob, obviously. I think he's one of the top five running backs in the league right now. But if we want to talk weaknesses on the Commanders, I have to go wide receiver. Drops, lack of separation, and just lack of a true number two option. Even Noah Brown, I mean, I'm not going to say a bad thing about him after what happened on Sunday. He had a very, very bad drop.
Yeah, he caught the one that mattered. But actually, you can hear Noah Brown's going to be on with Grant and Danny today at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, so I just think the lack of a true number two pass catcher on offense is the offense's biggest weakness right now. Over the offseason, I shouted it from the rooftops. We have to get a compliment to Terry. We have to get a compliment to Terry. And, you know, Noah Brown, I like him. Diami has been better than last season, but you know, he still ain't doing much.
Yami's really good on those tunnel screens. It's very
one dimensional. So I think going into the offseason, you know, wide receiver is a big spot that we have to upgrade. I think everybody's pulling their weight for what they are. I'm not here saying like that they're terrible, but they are exactly what we thought they would be, maybe a little better because Jaden makes everybody better. But I think, you know, I know this might put it too simply, but taking the Texans' number five wide receiver that they cut and making him your number two wide receiver, usually not going to, you know, pay dividends.
I'm going to ask you this question, and then I'm going to open the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I didn't allow for this to be a conversation yesterday because yesterday was just a day of, like, emotional fun coming off a Hail Mary win. The red zone offensive woes are now, there's not a lot of real reasons for concern when you're 6-2 and first in the division. They're 25th in the NFL in scoring in the red zone. They've scored 18 touchdowns on 35 red zone attempts. Luckily, they've scored a bunch from outside of the red zone, so the point totals don't really dip. Like, they are third in the league in points. But we've now seen it when they play a little bit better competition, like the Bears, who as of today would be a playoff team, that they get bogged down a little in the red zone. How concerned are you about the red zone situation?
Let me put it optimistically, because I'm an optimistic guy. It can only get better. You know, they can only figure it out from here. It's been bad. It's been putrid. How concerned am I? You can't win in the playoffs by kicking 7 field goals a game. You know, you have to put 7 on the board 2 out of 3 times at least. So my concern level in week 8 going into week 9 they have to be much better at getting it into the end zone. There's no other way of putting it. I don't know if it's experience thing with Jaden. It's a big difference in playing NFL red zone football than college red zone football. And we just have to remember he's still very young and inexperienced in the league, and different parts of the game will come to him at different times. You know, he might be good playing from, you know, the other 30, getting the ball downfield when the field is more wide open, but now he has to just get laser focused on these last 20 yards in the red zone, punching the ball in. It's part of the game that maybe is going to come slower to him, but it's only week 9. We just have to remember that he's not a 10-year veteran who has seen every defense that defensive coordinators will throw at him. He's so inexperienced in different aspects of the game, and he's picking it all up on the fly. So I'm going to say it'll just get better. Jaden will just get more experience, and with Cliff coaching him, it'll just come easier and more natural to him, and hopefully by the playoffs, knock on wood that we're there, that it won't be an issue anymore. But I'm not, you know, I we all have to take a beat and remember that we have a rookie quarterback who is doing incredible things, but not everything's going to be incredible. Most things are, but not everything.
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think it could improve, right? I wonder if specifically in the Bears game, you know what, I'm going to save that. I'm going to go to break relatively, I'm already quite late. Nate, thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time.
This was phenomenal radio. Thank you, JP.
If you don't say so yourself. Our friend Barstool Nate, give him a follow on X and Instagram at Barstool Nate.